does it make that sound?
A young filly stared hypnotized by the gentle music caressing her ears. The small music box before her let out a harmony that reminded her of angels. The warm body next to her grew closer, nuzzling up against her.
I don't know the details myself.
An old mare's soothing voice swept through her ears, as if the voice itself was trying to hug her. Her voice was soft, yet delicate.
But it's just like an instrument. Every piece is finely tuned, so that when a chord is struck, it plays a gentle note.
But it only plays one song.
The young filly mused as she continued to stare, comforted by the warmth of the other next to her.
And it seems a little sad.
She leaned her head against the bigger body, resting against it.
Yes, I suppose it does sound a little sad.
The older mare smiled warmly, her long mane falling in the filly's face. The little filly giggled as the hair tickled her face, before moving it out of the way to smile at the music box.
But this music box is very special to me.
The older mare sighed happily.
I like it.
The filly smiled happily, closing her eyes as she listened, the melody softly flowing through her ears. She couldn't help but think it was beautiful.
Please never forget that I love you.
Love you. Love you.
The older mare grew quiet as the filly nuzzled against her mother. There was a silence that filled the air, only being filled by the gentle and calming music from the box.
Mother?
The young filly broke the silence, but it soon returned. The chimes of the music seemed to slow down, drawing out each individual note.
Mother?
She called again, lifting her head up to try and look at her mother. The other mare had suddenly grown quiet.
Mother, say something.
The filly pleaded, pushing against her mother with her hooves, trying to get her attention. The mare's body felt like it was growing colder, wobbling a bit before falling over. The old mare laid on the floor, her hair looking like cobwebs on the ground, her colt growing dull, her unmoving form framed against the darkness of the ground.
Mother!
The young filly cried, pushing her hooves against her mother as the music box continued to slow down, each note ringing in her head that something was wrong. The filly moved her hooves away from her mother and stared at them, her blood-covered hooves. The body of the mare was withering away, blood escaping from underneath her body.
Mother! Mother! Mother!
The filly cried as tears began to stream down her eyes, shaking her mother's body to wake her, to tell her that everything was all right. The music from the box died. The body of the filly's mother turned to dust as it vanished in the wind, leaving nothing but the blood that had been spilled. The filly shook and cried, tears drenching her cheeks. She touched the bloodstain on the floor, trying to feel any remaining heat that told her that her mother was still there. The blood was cold, no sign of life to it. The music box started to play music once more, but it no longer played the sad but beautiful song. The music box hissed a horrifying sound, as if bees were suddenly filled in the box. The filly looked up into the darkness, terror filling her core. Red eyes gleamed as a presence made itself known. It towered over the little filly as it drew closer, its body cloaked in darkness. The darkness itself flickered and flowed off of its body, its mouth opening, revealing a gaping hole of white filled with jagged black. The presence of the creature crushed the filly. She couldn't move, she couldn't breathe. She was paralyzed by the thing that stood before her. With a single swift movement, the creature closed the distance. Its teeth sunk into the filly's neck, lifting her up and holding her as if a prize. Tears began to stream down the filly's face as blood slipped down her body. The creature growled before dropping the filly on top of the dust of her mother. The filly could do nothing but stare into the darkness of the world. But even that darkness was fading soon, fading into a separate darkness. The filly's vision was filled with the beast. Its jagged white mouth turned into a grin as it once more drew its teeth at the filly's face.